Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. Mace Denver is taking an extended vacation from me, filling in Michael Spencer from CBS4. You can catch him on Twitter, MichaelCBS4. I find that a very interesting Twitter handle. What happens if you ever leave CBS4?
What are you going to do? It's like my fourth Twitter handle because I've had one at like every station. And so unfortunately, Michael Spencer is fairly common.
Right.
And so I just throw in the tag of whatever station I work at the time. And my contract's actually up at CBS4, so if it comes...
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't tell me that.
Then maybe I'll have a new one here in a little bit.
We'll talk about it
Fingers
during the
crossed,
break.
I hope not.
You need to come back. You are very, very average at what you do.
Well, thank you.
And they should keep you, for sure, at a much lower rate. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location, off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
Well, for the sixth time in 7 days, we will be talking about another loss from one of the teams that plays at Ball Arena. But we have a chance to get a win tonight with the Nuggets against the Suns. It is game two. Jokic is going to get his MVP. I'll ask it to you this way, Michael. How good, because Andrew and I talked about this yesterday, and I said, you can no longer say the phrase gut feeling because your gut feeling blows. Seriously, your gut feeling is way off. I said, how did you feel about the Nuggets going into game two against the Suns? He said, I thought they were going to win. I said, how did you feel about the Avalanche going into game five? He said, I thought they were going to win. I said, what do you think about tonight? He goes, I have a gut feeling they're going to win.
So this is all on Mace.
And I said, don't go. You can't say gut feeling anymore. But you're new. You're sitting in the same chair. How do you feel about tonight?
I don't feel good about tonight, right? The question in the rundown was, how good do you feel about the Nuggets?
Right?
And I think that's the wrong question. I think it should be
Criticizing my producing?
I think it should be, how concerned are you about the Nuggets?
Okay.
Because I saw nothing in games one or two that make me feel good about tonight. Honestly, the only reason I think the Nuggets stand a chance is because it's going to be a capacity crowd at Ball Arena and Jokic is getting his MVP award. And those two things do not make me feel terribly confident about the product that they're going to put on the basketball floor, because I have seen nothing in this series against the Suns that makes me think they can be competitive tonight.
I don't like to use excuses for teams. I can't stand it when we talk about injuries. But if we are being fair, 30-year-old rookie, guy sitting on his couch 6 weeks ago, Monte Morris was barely drafted, and then they take the kid out of Marquette who wasn't drafted, and I think they have eventually hit a point where that they have just run out of equal talent in the backcourt with the Suns. You can't say that about the Avalanche, but I think you can say that about the Nuggets.
The Nuggets are outmatched and they're undermanned, period. And when Jamal Murray went down in that game against the Warriors, the thought was, they're going to be able to get through the rest of the regular season, but this is really going to come back and hurt them in the playoffs, and you're starting to see that. It didn't happen against Portland, which I thought was more a comment on how poorly Portland played in that series and how badly Terry Stotts got outcoached by Michael Malone, and now you're starting to see it because they asked so much of Michael Porter Jr., and I know the back is a concern there, but he was asked to take a huge leap from number three to number two. He did it against Portland. He's not able to do it right now against Phoenix. And then you're not getting anybody to step up in that number three spot. Monte Morris is not stepping up. He's, 2-for-17 in games one and two, whereas he was scoring 20 points in those games against the Blazers in the first round. When they were effective against the Blazers, it was because Jokic played well, MPJ played well, and they got a third scorer. And right now, MPJ isn't playing well, and they're not getting a third scorer, let alone a second scorer.
Danny, you could turn this into a drop if you want to. Michael said at the beginning of the segment, his contract is coming up at CBS4. He's bringing it. Mace might be out. I mean, his vacation.
Don't do that to Mace.
He might
Mace.
Have just
Don't put
gotten
me in that spot.
He might have just gotten Wally Pipped. What can I tell you? He Lou Gehrig meet Wally Pipp, who's on the road to Madison, Wisconsin. With that, it is my understanding there's going to be no lineup changes, but I want to get back to something you said about Michael Porter Jr. I have a very good source close to the situation with Michael Porter Jr. He would not be playing tonight if it was a regular season game. That's what I was told. There is absolutely no way he'd be playing. I have not been critical or overly critical of Michael Malone with the way he is coached. I know people have been all over him. But I am critical of him in this arena. You could see early on with MPJ, he just didn't have it. His back was stiff, and they should have pulled him out. It's great that he gave it a go. It's great that he went Willis Reed walking into the garden, trying to go, but he was more of a hindrance than a help. Granted, no one else was really helping Jokic in game two anyway. I think Porter Jr. is going to try and go tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send out a text in commercial break to see how MPJ's health is. And I'll give you an update. Chris
kind of a big deal.
Oh, stop that. I thought that was retired
well
after Les
well
retired.
Played.
I thought that was retired after Les retired. Chris Broussard, I think of ESPN. Is he worth ESPN? I can't even remember.
No, he was at ESPN. Now he's at Fox.
Fox Sports 1?
I think so.
I don't even know where it is on my dial. As far as I'm concerned, he's still with ESPN. All the years FS1 has been on the air, I still can't find it.
What about FS2? Can you find FS2?
Do they have one?
They have FS2.
Really?
Yeah.
How about FS The Ocho?
Not yet.
Is that coming soon?
We're working
on
that.
Gotcha. Okay. Chris Broussard, wherever the hell he works, said about the series so far, Chris Paul has been terrific. No argument there. But he's doing what he should do against a core of backups. You'd have to agree with that. And then he went on to say, my biggest takeaway is it's 1-on-3 or 1-on-5. Jokic is out there by himself. It's really hard to disagree with Broussard.
No, I told.
Game one, Jermichael Green was effective. And the kid they picked up from Orlando, he was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Gordon was very, very good. Now, he was very vocal after the game and then wasn't very good in game two. When you make comments like that, you need to back it up.
6 points and minus 17 is not going to do it for you?
Well, it's not minus 20. It's not minus 20. Minus 17 is better probably than other people on the team.
Well, yeah, MPJ was minus 26. So Aaron Gordon
he had a bad back, though.
Aaron Gordon has that going for him.
He had a bad back, though. I am hoping that the crowd will be energized when Jokic hoists that trophy. I hope he doesn't hurt his back when he does it because then they're really cooked. How much do you believe that home court really is going to make a difference with what we have seen so far?
I think it might matter tonight, and I think it might matter early tonight. I am concerned that late in the game, Phoenix will just simply be too good for the Nuggets. I wouldn't be surprised if the Nuggets come out, get out to an early lead, play really well, and then things start to settle down. They get in the flow of the game. I think that home court played an advantage in the first round. I definitely think that. I think that it played into Phoenix's advantage in games one and two. I mean, that place was absolutely rocking.
Third quarter
right?
made a huge difference,
so
right?
Both games. I do think that it mattered there. To go back to your earlier point on MPJ, I was okay with the shots that he took. I was okay that he kept taking shots. My concern was, and you touched on this.
After he was 0-for-6, it was time to sit him.
Well, it was not only time to sit him, he was hurting you at that point.
Right.
Because of what he wasn't doing
right.
everywhere else. And this is my biggest concern with Michael Porter Jr. And I think something that is a flaw right now in his game. And I'm a Michael Porter Jr. fan. But when his shots aren't falling, he checks out. And that's a problem. That, to me, speaks of a young guy who hasn't reached the maturity level that he needs to reach to where, okay, my shots aren't falling, but I'm going to go get into it on the defensive side. Or I'm going to go crash the boards a lot. I think he had, 6 rebounds in game two? That's my biggest problem with Michael Porter Jr. right now, and Michael Malone touched on that after the game. It wasn't that his shots weren't falling. It was that he was hurting you elsewhere. Yes, the back is a reason. I also think it can be an excuse, but the bottom line was, if he's good enough to be out there, then he needs to be doing more when a shot isn't falling. And that's my biggest problem.
But he wasn't good enough to be out there. And I think Malone needed to recognize that. I'm not going to take exception. I'm just going to spin a little differently. You said when Michael Porter Jr. is out there and his game's not going, he checks out. I don't think he checks out. I just think he doesn't move his feet. He stands stationary and nothing happens.
Which to me is checking out.
Yeah, that's right. It's the same. We're saying the same thing. Right.
But how many times on offense does he just stand in the corner or stand, you know, kind of that three-quarter area right there on the three-point line and just watch what happens as Jokic has the ball and stands there like looking for somebody to cut, for somebody to do anything, and he can't do anything. He can't get any assists because nobody's moving.
Right. Well, the Avalanche are moving out of their lockers because their season is over. Did the Avalanche collapse or did the Golden Knights win this series? Also, let's look to next season. And I can tell you something, Avs fans, you should be concerned with the way this salary cap is and with the guys they have coming up for big deals. That's next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman, Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Michael CBS4, that's Michael Spencer, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, not retail, wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about Silta Har Mazda. They have been treating their customers right for nearly 25 years. Man, when you've been around that long, you are clearly doing something right. Right now, check out the Mazda CX-30, small crossover SUV, all-wheel drive, leather-trimmed seats, outstanding power, and 32 miles per gallon on the highway. And if you have checked the pump recently, and I'm guessing you have if you own a car, you want 32 miles to the gallon for sure. Take this ride for a test drive today. And don't forget, when you buy from Silta Har Mazda, it is stress-free and hassle-free. It's the way it should be. No one does it like Silta Har Mazda. Get to Broomfield or sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Why does Mighty Plumbing and Heating have nearly 155 star reviews? No one has better service and they will meet or beat any written offer. Go to MightyPH.com.
Okay, I hear some people, whether it's on Twitter, on the radio, did the Avalanche collapse or did the Golden Knights win it? The Avalanche lost four in a row, so they had to have collapsed. What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think the top line certainly could have been better. I think that Jared Bednar could have he could have made some moves. I'm concerned. Everybody's pointing at Bo Byram, right? I don't know that that's necessarily the right move.
You mean the guy who didn't play?
Yes. As the move that they could have made to maybe replace Patrick Nemeth. I don't know that Bo Byram, who played 19 games in the NHL, is all of a sudden going to come in round two against the Vegas Golden Knights and give you the spark that you need.
Well, here's the argument. Cale Makar came in during the playoffs.
Yes.
And he scored a goal in his first game.
True.
Okay.
That was game three, round one, if I remember correctly. Different scenario.
Bo Byram is going to be a terrific player. He's physical. He can skate. He can jump into the offense. I'm not sure Bo Byram was ready to play in this series.
No.
We say this all the time in football, specifically about quarterbacks. From the neck down, they're great. Like Drew Lock, like Jeff George, like Jay Cutler, like Jamarcus Russell. The list goes on and on and on. Peyton Manning will never beat you in a 40. He's not going to outthrow you, but he's great from the neck up. The difference between the Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights is really that simple. One team is better from the neck down, and the other team is better from the neck up. We know that Vegas is physical. Well, how many penalties did they take in this series? Not a lot.
But that
because
goes to
being smart.
Yes.
Reeves, that was a boneheaded penalty, and he got suspended, and rightfully so, for that. Vegas picked their spots and capitalized. And the Avalanche kept turning the puck over in their own zone. Let's go back to Game 5. Gabriel Landeskog, the captain of the team since the first day he walked in the door. The score is 2-1. He makes a pass he should not have made to Ryan Graves, who's not a great puck handler, and it leads to a rush down the ice. Landeskog needed to know better. I'm not suggesting that Gabriel Landeskog is not a smart hockey player. He doesn't have a high IQ. But overall, when you're sloppy in your own zone, and yes, you're trying to be, the other team is trying to push off the puck. But a lot of these turnovers in their own zone, it was careless, low IQ plays.
Well, the Burakovsky one before that, when the Avs were up 2-0. And led to that first Vegas goal.
Correct.
Where Tuck hits it out of the air. No, you're right. I think you got to give Vegas credit, right? And let's not forget, Vegas and the Avs were tied for the most points in the NHL this season, right? It's not like Vegas came in and was the number 4 seed in the West.
My man, this could have very easily been the Stanley Cup final.
Yes.
Everyone is saying, oh, they lost. And this is such a great cliche you hear all the time.
I know the Avalanche lost, but they're still the better team.
No, they're not. No, they're not. A, because of the series, but when you look at the playoffs and you look at the regular season, what did they play? 8 games?
Against one another? Yeah.
8 games altogether, something like that. However many, they basically split.
Mm-hmm. In any other year, this is a Western Conference final.
No question about it. Think about this for a second, Michael. When you look at basketball and you have high-scoring teams in the playoffs, what happens to them? In the regular season, they score a lot of points. The Nuggets with George Karl.
Yeah.
How's that for a bring it back home example? They could score a ton in the regular season, and then when they played a good defensive team like the Spurs in the playoffs that locks you down defensively, you're screwed because the offense is not going to be the same. And the Knights are built to slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
The Avs, overall, you could make the case played a better game last night.
Yes.
Overall, you can make that case. But it's like football. I'll use that example again. They turn the puck over in their own zone. When you throw an interception in football, the other team can collect the ball and it can turn into a 3-and-out. But there were more than a few times Vegas Cat took a turnover and scored a touchdown. It was a pick six.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and you got to give Vegas credit for that, right? As much as that's on the Avs, it's also on Vegas for capitalizing. And hats off to them. And then Marc-Andre Fleury played really, really well for them in net. And that's part of the reason why I thought after that 7-1 win in game one that it was fool's gold. Because then Marc-Andre Fleury comes in and he shuts them down offensively. Nathan MacKinnon went 3 games without scoring a point. That didn't happen in the regular season. He did not go 3 consecutive games in the regular season without scoring a point. It happened. You got to give credit to Vegas there for capitalizing on the Avalanche mistakes. Yes, it's on the Avs, but it's also on Vegas for being better. And Vegas knew if they let this Avalanche team get on the power play, they were going to score. And that's what happened. It's what happened in overtime of game 2. Mikko Rantanen, they take a dumb penalty, maybe a questionable penalty if you're Vegas, sure. Mikko Rantanen capitalizes. So what do? They stop taking penalties, and that puts the Avs on their heels. That's where the Avs are at their best, and Vegas did not let them get to that point.
I think for the final 5 games, and I could be wrong, could be 4 games, could be the last 3 games, I think it's the final 5 games, the Avalanche scored 3 goals. And all of them were on the power play. They couldn't do anything even strength. A longtime NHL player and I, a guy used to play for the Avs, he and I had a conversation this morning. And what he said rings so true. And this sums up last night's game perfectly. In order to make the playoffs, you have to have 2 really good lines. But in order to win in the playoffs, you have to get production out of your third and fourth lines. And that's what Vegas did last night with their fourth line.
And the Avs didn't. And all season, we talked about secondary scoring for this Avalanche team, right? Because the top line was so good. The secondary scoring was a question. They lose Nazem Kadri. And where was the secondary scoring? Outside of Brandon Saad, it was non-existent. Andre Burakovsky, where was he during this series? You know what I mean? Jonas Donskoy had a goal, and it was an important goal. But where was that consistent play from the secondary guys, especially when the top line was hurting? That hurt the Avalanche.
Okay, here's the $64,000 question that everybody wants to bring up. Should the Avalanche be looking for a new coach? Should Jared Bednar be fired? Should he be fired?
No. Come on. It's over. It's overreaction Friday.
He didn't turn the puck over.
Right. It's not his fault Shane Girard didn't show up.
But here's the thing. You got to take that statement and put it into perspective. Last year, they had all of these injuries going into the Stars series. By the way, a Stars team that's really good from the neck up as well.
Yep.
For the previous 2 years, the Avalanche were in the playoffs. They were down to their third string goalie. They had their Vezina Trophy finalist in this game. Was Grubauer terrible in this game? From everything that you read, he was awful. No, he wasn't.
No.
The first goal was terrible. Is inexcusable.
Yes.
But after that, he didn't have much of a chance on a lot of them. I'll tell you who killed him was Girard.
And it doesn't get to game six if it's not for Grubauer. And right. You're right, Girard was not
good. Girard killed Grubauer. Killed him on so many different levels. I agree with you. First of all, who are you going to find?
Right.
You're not hiring.
Teams would line up to hire Jared Bednar.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think they would.
Line up?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I'll give you a guy who's out there, but the Avs won't hire him because he doesn't fit the culture. A guy that I covered with the Buffalo Sabres like 25 years ago, John Tortorella.
Yep.
Torts. I love Torts. Love, love, love Torts. My daughter used to babysit. My cousin used to babysit his kids, so I got to know Torts really well. But he's not the right fit for this organization. Let's move ahead to next season. Cale Makar, restricted free agent. He's going to have to be offered a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Landeskog, Grubauer, and Saad. I don't know if you can bring all those guys back and try and get grittier on the third and fourth lines. The money, I don't think, is there.
No, you're right. I don't think it is either. And that's a concern because I think that if you're looking at that, it may come down to, and I hope it doesn't, but it may come down to who are you taking, Landy or Gruby?
Who would you take?
I think I would lean Landeskog.
I would take Grubauer, and I'll tell you why. Because when you look at the goalies that are going to be available, you have some good ones who are going to have surgery this offseason. Tuukka Rask. Yeah, I'd love to have Tuukka Rask.
Yeah.
If he's not going to have hip surgery, but he is. So the options aren't great. And Grubauer has been injured a lot in his career anyway. I mean, this is the best season he has ever had. I'll be curious to see what they offer Landeskog. Makar, it almost has to be whatever price he wants.
Match it.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to find a way to keep him. Landeskog, I was told by someone who's very much in the know, they might not offer him more than five and a half. I don't know if he takes it. Grubauer, six and a half. I don't know if he takes it.
I think you could maybe get a hometown deal out of Landeskog. I don't think you're going to get one out of Grubauer.
I'll tell you, you're not going to get a hometown deal out of in 2 years.
Nathan McKinnon.
No way. Yeah. Because after you heard what he said last night, I've been in the league X number of years, I'm this old, and I've got, this is a term I use on the air, you'll know what it is, and I've got CAC to show for it. He's not given a hometown discount.
No.
No way.
He wants to win.
And they better make sure they have money for him, and I'm sure that they will.
Yeah. I think they have a decision to make on Eric Johnson, too. You know, I mean, he's $6 million a year, was on long-term IR all season.
I think he last played when I was bar mitzvah, which I believe was 1981.
They're going to have to make a decision there. Going back to the Jared Bednar conversation, I look at this, and I look at the Tampa Bay Lightning. Right. And I look at the way
you're a smart man.
Well,
what a great point.
There's some parallels.
And I would have brought it up, but I'm thinking there's no way Spencer's going to bring it up. So go ahead.
2015 lost in the Cup Finals. 2016 lost in the conference finals. 2017 didn't even make the playoffs. 2018, lost in the conference finals. Yep. 2019, didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
2020, they're wheeling around the Stanley Cup.
What happened in 2000? And what happened in 2019 as a number one seed?
Knocked
lost out. To Columbus.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. Yep. And who was the head coach of Columbus? John Tortorella.
Ding, ding, ding. But what did Tampa Bay do? They didn't fire John Cooper. Instead, he's the longest tenured coach in the NHL.
Right.
They got rewarded with a cup last year. And I think Tampa and Vegas is going to make a really entertaining cup finals if both of those teams get there. You get rewarded for patience.
There's another team, and granted the eras were different, that this happened to as well. The Red Wings, when they brought in the V Foundation. When I say the V Foundation, by the way, I just made that up. When I say the V Foundation, Fedorov, Konstantinov, Fetisov, you know, the Russian mob.
Yeah, right.
And they were so fast, and they kept getting knocked out in the first round. And then when they finally got to the club finals, or the cup finals, they got curb stomped by the Devils because their speed couldn't even get across the blue line or the center line with that left wing lock. Now, granted, the rules are different today, and I understand that, but the Red Wings are a good example of a team with a lot of talent that had trouble getting to the cup finals. You just brought up the Lightning, but now that I look at this salary cap situation and the guys that they want to bring back, and I don't know if they can afford, Makar's going to get paid. Make no mistake about it. But you're losing a Vezina Trophy finalist, potentially, your captain, and the guy who you can make the case was your best performer in the playoffs, Saad.
Yeah, that's concerning. And I want to be optimistic because of Joe Sakic and what he's done, and I have no reason to think that he can't figure out a way to make this work, but that is a tall task. And either way, unless he brings all three of those guys back, either way, we're going to be sitting here saying, ooh, how does this team look without Brandon Saad? How do they look without their captain? How do they look without their goalie? And that is going to be a concern heading into next year.
I got to tell you something. I was told many, many years ago by a former radio executive that TV guys cannot do sports talk radio. And after doing the show with you for the last 30 minutes, I could not agree more. Coming up after the break, we'll do our Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge with Ty, Cal, Cade, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. They want us to talk, if you can believe it, about Game 4 on Sunday. Suns Nuggets, we will next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Do you like the dark side of the moon?
Sure.
Okay. Danny and Michael, two young guys, are you familiar with playing the dark side of the moon with the Wizard of Oz?
I have heard of it. I've never done it.
Have you ever done it?
No.
It is one of the greatest experiences of your life. Do you know how to get this thing going?
No.
Okay. So what you do is you queue up dark side of the moon. Okay. And then on the second roar of the MGM Lion, because the lion roars three times. On the second roar of the MGM Lion, start Dark Side of the Moon. And if you do it the right way, do you remember the scene in The Wizard of Oz when it's black and white and she opens the door and it goes to color?
Yes.
That's right when the song Money comes on and you hear ka-ching. Doom, 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 doom. It's perfect.
Nice.
Now, you might want to hit some of the shops on Broadway before you do it. It enhances it.
Should I do that tonight instead of watching Game 3? Is that what you're telling me?
I would. all day. I have told so many friends about this and women I've dated, and they're like, no way. And people are blown away.
Is that like your pickup line?
No, I'm engaged now, so I'm well past. I've run out of pickup lines. I'm still looking for new material. You're married. Do you have any that
no,
I can use?
No, I ran out 4 years ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's so funny that your wife will not. How long have you been married?
4 years.
I bet when you were dating, you were really funny, right?
Oh,
she laughed at everything.
Now it's
no, she doesn't laugh at all.
No. I make a joke and she's like, it was funny when I said it, but it's not funny when you do it.
Or I've heard this story before, or you've told that joke before. That's the way it usually works. I know we need to get into this segment, but Danny, listen up, because you've never been married. Not for everybody. Mandy is the most amazing person, not woman I've ever met, person I've ever met. But generally speaking, in marriage, okay, this will sum it up. And you tell me if this rings true for you. 4 years into marriage, not a cloud in the sky, 72 degrees. You walk up to your wife, you put your arm around her, and you say, isn't that the most beautiful blue sky you've ever seen? And she'll say, well, it's blue, but I can see some clouds in the distance, and the weather's nice, but it's a little humid. You walk away, and then some really good-looking guy like Brad Pitt walks up, sidles up next to her, puts his arm around her. Isn't that the most beautiful blue sky you've ever seen? And she looks over at him over her left shoulder, and looks into his eyes and says, yes, that is the most beautiful blue sky I have ever seen. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com.
Okay, time now for the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge with Ty, Cal, Kate, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. We're going to be posting this tomorrow on Twitter, Mace and I are. So they wanted us to talk about game four. Right now, the Nuggets are 2-point favorites for tonight's game. But they wanted us to talk about game four. And we went with Moneyline. Who are you going with?
Suns. Suns, Moneyline, because I think they're the better team. I think that they have proven that through the first part of this series. And I wouldn't be at all surprised for this thing to head back to Phoenix at 3-1 Suns. I just don't see, I haven't seen anything, like I said earlier, I haven't seen anything that compels me to think that the Nuggets are going to be competitive in this series. And keep in mind, at the beginning of this series, I was bought in. I took the over on 5.5 games because I thought it was going to be a 6 or 7 game series. But after the first couple games in this series, I'm like, oh man, that was a dumb pick. I bought in. This team, the Suns, is so much better defensively than the Blazers were. And we knew that. And the Nuggets right now are almost inept on offense. So give me the Suns.
Okay, it's very simple for me. If the Nuggets win tonight, the Suns win on Sunday. If the Suns win tonight, the Nuggets win on Sunday. But to your point, and I agree with you, this will go back to Phoenix, where it could very well be closed out. But my pick, Moneyline, is strictly based on what happens tonight. Guys, what do you think? Danny, what do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
We will preview the Rockies-Reds game. Also, the Sixers and Hawks playing at 5:30, the game before the Nuggets game. We'll get into all that next, right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Spencer.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at MichaelCBS4, that's Michael Spencer, is filling in for Mace today. At Eric Goodman, if you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, series starting tonight between the Rockies and the Reds in Cincinnati. It'll be Kyle Freeland on the mound for Colorado, Tyler Mahle for the Reds. Now, Charlie Blackmon has a 10-game hitting streak coming into this game. What do you think is more likely tonight? Chuck Nasty continues that 10-game streak, makes it 11, or Freeland gets his first win of the season?
I'm going to go with Kyle Freeland gets his first win of the season. And that's not a diss on Chuck Nasty, because I think he's been playing really well, and it's nice to have something positive to say about the Colorado Rockies this year. Thank you, Chuck, for that. But I'm going to go Kyle Freeland, hometown kid, gets his first win tonight. Took him a little bit to work his way back after that injury in spring training. Feel like he's due for it tonight.
Well, here's my challenge with Kyle Freeland getting the win. And the challenge is, I don't know if he's going to qualify for the win. Meaning he's gone.
You don't think he goes that far?
No, I mean, when you look at his three starts, four innings, and five innings. And then it gets handed off to the gas can, and poof, you know, there goes any lead that they have. But I'll tell you why Freeland's not going to win. I'll tell you why he's not going to win. You listening up, Nolan? You listening, Nolan? Nolan runs all the controls for MileHighSports.com. They swept the Cardinals on the road. Swept them in a four-game series. And the Reds are under 500. I'm going with the Reds just for that reason alone, just to spite Nolan. And by the way, his name is Andrew. We call him AJ, but he's such a big Arenado fan now.
You call him Nolan.
I just call him Nolan. Right.
Just in case you missed it, the first NBA playoff game this evening, the Sixers in Atlanta taking on the Hawks. The Sixers are road favorites, -1.5 points. And this series is all tied up at one. This game starts just around 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Joel Embiid still dealing with that torn meniscus. Who do you expect to take the advantage tonight in game three?
I'm going to go with the home team and the Hawks. I love Trae Young and what he's been able to do in this postseason. I think Atlanta's going to be jumping tonight. So give me the Hawks.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Hawks win this series.
Yeah.
So I would go with the Hawks for sure as well. I mean, listen, Embiid's been fighting injuries all year. Torn meniscus, that's pretty tough to play with. And Trae Young, to your point, has been hot, and Atlanta's at home, and I used to live in Atlanta, so I'll go with Atlanta.
Just in case you missed it, UConn men's basketball head coach Dan Hurley is hopeful that if players can be compensated for name, image, likeness, more players will stay in school longer. The legal process is ongoing throughout much of the country, but the Connecticut General Assembly passed a name, image, likeness piece of legislation Tuesday. Do you expect name, image, likeness laws to keep student athletes in school longer?
I think it will help for some, but here's the bottom line is if you have the opportunity to go to the NBA and be a first round pick, the money that you're going to make from name, image, and likeness is not going to compare to what they are going to pay you to go be a professional athlete. So for the guys who are good enough and who are in that spot, I think you're going to be comparing pennies on the dollar. So no, I don't think it's going to have a drastic impact on these athletes who have an opportunity to either go to the G League right out of high school or go overseas right out of high school or even stay in college for another year or two when they're looking at the type of money that they would be making from a professional contract.
I didn't even know UConn had a men's basketball team. I only thought it was the women's team with Gino Auriemma. I mean, that's
they used to be good.
I mean, that's the program that wins all the titles. I mean, I thought you were going to say Gino said it. But then again, I don't think that the women's basketball players, all due respect, are going to get paid a lot of money for their name, image, and likeness.
Well, I guess we'll see on that front. Just
yes, I guess we'll. Yes, Danny, I guess we'll see. You'll show me. Rebecca Lobo, you should have gotten paid.
Just in case you missed it, the NHL playoffs continue without the Colorado Avalanche, unfortunately, but the Stanley Cup semifinals are all set to go starting Sunday and Monday. First game will be Sunday, the Islanders versus the Lightning, and then the Canadiens versus the Golden Knights. Are you rooting for a specific team out of the four remaining, and what are your expectations for the Stanley Cup final?
As far as I'm concerned, they're over. Hockey playoffs are over. Call me next year. No, I think Vegas is the best shot to win. I really do. I think that Vegas is going to handle Montreal. I think Tampa and New York could be a really good series, but I expect the Lightning to win that one. I think that if you're a sports fan, right, and not just an Avalanche fan, I think you're in for some really entertaining games, which is great. I think that's great for the sport. I think if you're an Avs fan, are you rooting for Vegas, right? It's the old debate. Like, do you want the team that beat you to go on and win the Cup? I want Vegas to be in the Stanley Cup Finals because I think that atmosphere in Vegas is fantastic, even just on television. So, I forgot what the question was, but give me Vegas.
Go back to television. This, clearly,
this, I felt like I was doing clearly so
this
well.
Is, clearly, right this is not point. Working out for you. Man, you almost made it through the first hour, Spencer.
Eric usually doesn't know the question that I asked either, so it's okay, Mike.
No, I know the question. I just don't answer it the way that I should.
Okay, that's
huge
fair.
Difference. What was the question again? I will go with the Islanders. I'm picking an upset here.
Yeah,
I got a feeling it's going to be the Islanders, and all sports fans, you know, juggle this in their head. Do you want the team that beat your team, to your point, to advance? Most don't. I do. It makes you look better.
Yes, at least you lost to the team that won it.
It makes you look better. Why would you want that team to lose? If the team that beat you loses, then I guess you really weren't that good enough to advance anyway. Right?
Yeah.
I don't Montreal's defense is big and strong. But then again, so is Vegas. Vegas is the most complete team left. I think they win the whole thing. I think that would be great because then next year, when you have the Western Conference Final, the Avs will have to beat, if they can get out of the second round, then they can play the defending Stanley Cup champions in the Western Conference Finals. That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed a try before you buy, that means you could walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. Not to mention, their sales staff is really experienced. I mean, when you make a purchase like that, I'll start it this way. When you buy a car, you're going to test drive it. So why wouldn't you want to take some of these appliances for a test drive and try them out? Not to mention, their sales staff, really experienced. They can really help you out. You go into a big box store, and you ask somebody about a washer and dryer, and they tell you what they think, and they probably don't know that much about it, and then they sell you a phone charger. To me, that's not customer service. You know a lot about nothing. Go to Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, we're going to continue our hockey talk. Avs broadcaster Peter McNabb joins us next. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover.